there. I'll probably mess it up. But this one's for Jack.
Oh, thank you. Uh-huh.
You listen to the Ramblecast that makes you burst into a million laughs. Oh, oh. Sorry, guys. Forgot to mute my...
I think it's only working for you.
I know, but I get the I hear myself singing in this maybe ear from the YouTube. But anyway. Yeah. I started second verse now. Yeah. Well, I burst into a million pieces like you always do. And man, you don't have to be cruel. You never even knew about the back aches that Jack's been going through. Cause I try to make you laugh. Everyone better than the last. Every day, just listen to the podcast. What's so funny?
Kayla. Oh, nothing. Just Kayla, you know, being snarky.
The O'Neaters struggled too, but when they had the original drummer. So,
shut up, Kayla.
So you just need a different drummer, and then, you know, the song will take off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I messed up.
But I enjoyed it. I had nothing better than that thing you do.
It actually took me longer than I thought because there's a few chords posted online and they're wrong. And so I had to, like, fill around with it for most of the afternoon to get it kind of right. But
that's what she said.
Kayla says, learn how to sing.
Yeah, I'll see her singing any.
Well, it's welcome back. It's great to see everybody. I mean, it was also
indeed
a break. You know, not that we don't love hanging out, but, you know, it's always like that extra day of the week where you're like, oh.
I had nothing last week. I had no loss to record. I was like, my wife goes, what do you do? I go, nothing.
Yeah.
I go, you're stuck with me. She goes, you have nothing to record. You can't just make something up.
You can't go figure something out new.
She goes, really? Every day you're going to be here? I said, yep. It's like
nice.
Quarantine again.
I sat my ass on the beach for 7 days. That was wonderful.
I love the picture of your son on the beach when he was he standing or it was just him on the beach by himself?
Yeah. There's a couple of them. There's one of them sitting there, and then there's one on a couple of different shots on a boogie board learning how to surf. Oh,
nice. Maybe that's what it was. I saw him on.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did he get to go on a surf and surf?
I couldn't.
Never mind.
I couldn't believe you left your son alone on the beach, but they were good.
No, it was awesome. It was a great week. We had
he was surfing USA.
We had I think 12, 13 of us in total with all the kids. It was nice. We had a couple different houses that we rented and
no one got in the virus. Water.
No, I've actually just got my second test back, and I am happy to say that I have tested negative the second
time
for COVID-19.
So you've actually had the swab like jammed up your nose.
No, not that far. So my work is providing free at home testing weekly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's actually pretty rad. So it's also the non-invasive test too. So they're able to do like just up the nostril swab.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Yeah. So I get a kit sent to me every week.
Oh wow.
Do the test and drop it in a FedEx box and.
So they on the honor system there because what if someone says, well, you're not, screw it.
What do you mean?
So all of the employees get tested?
It's optional.
Oh, optional.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's optional.
Everything's
I'm just saying if someone said, screw it. This virus is a hoax. It's a joke. I'm wrong. It doesn't matter if I infect any, infect
it. No, it's completely opt-in. So I did.
I saw an odd thing today. I was going to the post office to get my mail, and there was an elderly gentleman just standing outside the main door. And I kind of looked at him. He goes, I'm not going in there. I was like, why? He goes, look at that guy's mask. And it wasn't exactly like the 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder mask, but it was damn close. And that it was just metal with freaking screen, like insect screen here. So you could see
like
a screen door. Yeah. You could see his entire face. And I was like, technically he's wearing a mask, but I don't think that's going to do shit. You know, like,
that's crazy.
You still have the people that are just saying no, they're not going to wear them.
Yeah. And get away from me.
Yeah, that's why he was like, I ain't going in there. I was like, oh, all right. Well, I just thought it was the weirdest thing.
I was talking to my neighbor. He had two people he works with. One got sick at work, so the one guy took him to the hospital. Well, the guy that got sick had coronavirus.
Oh.
The guy that took him to the hospital ended up getting coronavirus. They both died.
Jesus.
I mean, he goes, it was like, boom, he's on a respirator. And he was gone. He goes, I worked with him for 39 years. He was like, boom, gone. I said,
yeah, guess what, people? It's not a fucking joke or a hoax. Wear your goddamn mask.
Well, I was talking to Cindy before we started recording. I said, you know, the funny thing is, not funny, but I go, the summer it was supposed to be, we were supposed to have a lull. Remember, it was supposed to go, okay, it's bad now. It's going to drop off in the summertime. And then in the fall, it's going to pick up. I go, It's gone like this. So what's going to happen in the fall?
Gonna be twice as bad.
Well, some doctor said that. I saw it the other day on a headline. It said, you know, expect the winter, like November, December, like basically the flu season. He goes, expect it to be one of the worst times in human history.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little positive note.
That's,
yeah.
That's because the country's not wearing their fucking masks.
I don't get it. Just put the mask on. But you still have people saying, fuck you, I'm not putting my mask on.
People stand for my constitutional right. Don't fuck off. Like, just wear the goddamn mask and save some lives, will you?
Again, I have a friend that I follow on Facebook, and she's a nurse, actually, and she keeps putting all this stuff on there. And I'm this close to saying, because she said, it's my right. It's our right. It's our right. I go, you know what? Cigarette smokers have the same argument.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, but I'm this close to putting it on there, but I don't want to
just
start.
Just do it. Just let it go.
You bring up a really great point, Jack, and it's actually kind of the history of my name for this week here on StreamYard. Fuck Facebook, man. Like,
couldn't you have put fuck Facebook? You could have spelled it.
I could have.
Nobody's saying it.
You were being polite. Just in case anybody did know this was explicit.
Yeah.
They were watching this for the first time.
Like, here's the thing. You know, I've been thinking, this has been on the back of my mind for a long time. And the other day, it was before I went on vacation, and I'm sitting there, and I'm on Facebook, and I did the inevitable, jump into the comment section of some post, which is a fucking terrible idea.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Because you get like the scum of the earth, like the fucking idiots who just love to live and thrive and post their bullshit, right? So,
the Kalos of the world, if you will.
I did not say that. Those are not my words. Those are the favorite podcaster on the show said that, by the way. But it's one of those things where, man, it's like I start typing up like a reply. And then I'm like, no, Chris, no, back up, delete, don't do that, Chris, don't do that.
I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, don't fucking feed into it. You're an idiot. Don't fucking do it. And I back up. And I scroll away and I swipe it away. But then I'm realizing, man, like, I'm getting fucking mad every time I open the app.
Yeah.
I get pissed off. For a multitude of reasons, things that kind of range from seeing shit that people are posting, that people who I know, you know, like people who thought I knew.
Okay, so let's just call it out. You're talking about things that Nick posted.
When's the last time I've ever posted anything?
So fast forward to the end here. Like, I'm realizing that Facebook does a lot more bad than good for this world, in my humble
all opinion. Social media. That's all it is. It's just
I've started taking the first steps in.
I should say, you started taking drugs.
Oh, I started.
It's too late for that.
Yeah. I started taking the first steps in deleting Facebook.
Okay. So that's I'm curious how you're going to do that, because like I said, like we said this a couple episodes ago. I've tried to get off of it, but then something with the J&J network just pulls me back in.
Yeah. You know what? That's literally the only reason why I haven't left Facebook yet.
Yeah.
It's because of you fuckers.
Wow.
That should feel good, actually.
No, you're the reason why
I haven't deleted it.
I wanted to point out that Jack's background tonight is something that he posted on Facebook, and I was just casually scrolling through, and I thought, I legitimately, sure, for a second, yeah, I was like, yeah, holy shit, it's like someone in my neighborhood, like, mm-hmm, actually, like, mm-hmm, catching, you know, in the whole...
Wait till Karen finds out what you're doing with these damn squirrels.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
Jack, I had this plan for two. When you said, I go,
okay. So, yeah, everyone out there who can't see, Jack has a picture of a squirrel saying, "Have you seen my mommy?" And I can't read the bottom, but you know, basically,
what is happening to all the squirrels?
What's happening to squirrels?
Franklin, Indiana. Yeah, that was the part.
And the poor squirrel is sitting there with no nuts, no nuts, and he's getting snow on him.
So. And yeah, he's fat as fuck, so I think he's gonna be good for a few months.
It's true. Yeah.
Mommy. So I've already downloaded. I requested and got received and downloaded my zip file that has all of my photos, all of my videos, all that stuff. You can do that. I've downloaded it. I have it. I just haven't.
I just don't let the people buy. I mean, like I said, sometimes you go, God, you're an idiot. And then I just move on. I know.
But it, for me, Jack, like, and I've actually gotten to the point where it's actually interrupted my fucking day. Like, and when I get to the point where like these things like interrupt my day and it really just gets under my skin, I just don't want to fucking deal with it anymore. I don't want to listen. I don't want to see. I don't want to see all this bullshit.
That's how I feel about my work sometimes. Like, you're just getting in the way of my life right now. If you weren't here, I'd get a lot more squirrels evicted.
Exactly.
So my point is this, that there might be a day in the near future where I do pull the trigger and I remove myself from Facebook.
Who will wish me happy birthday?
How will I send you an email for the link? I need an email for your link. Or, you know,
well, you know, some people have been saying that, you know, we never had these problems with MySpace.
No. Well, I mean, MySpace basically was dead by, 2007? So it's...
Yeah.
It's I think I went on it a few years ago, but I tried the other day. I can't remember the password.
I just want to point out, John, the UPS guy in the chat says snooze is a wonderful feature.
It really, yeah, is. You know, I've used a fucking lot, but like,
what is snooze?
So yeah, you have options. You can snooze. Look, if you post something I don't like, Jack, and you're constantly doing it, I can snooze you for 30 days. Or you have the ultimate one, which is like just unfollow you, but we're still friends.
Yeah.
So I don't see anything you post from that point on.
The only thing that bothers me on Facebook is when I'm like, I get the suggestions on who to be friends with. And I go, wait, I thought we were already friends. So they've unfriended me.
Mm-hmm. You go, huh. And then refriended you. Yeah.
I read somewhere, and I don't know if it's true, but I think there's an algorithm in Facebook that like a big, like a percentage of like those friends, people you might want to be friends with section, are actually people who have been trolling your page.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hearing that.
Yeah.
Because when I see that, because like there was this one person, I just kept friending them. They would friend me and then they'd unfriend me. So I just kept doing it.
See, it's fucking stupid shit like that, Jack, that I have no time for.
I don't, but I shouldn't, but I just like, you know what? Fuck you.
So I'm thinking about making my transition to, you know, using Instagram for like the visual candy.
That's right? All I use, pretty much.
Yeah. You know, and then perhaps Reddit/Twitter. But yeah, you gotta be careful with how you're reading on both of those places. But like,
Reddit can be tough.
Reddit can be tough, but at the same time, like it's less personal, right? So like, I feel like with Facebook, I'm like, man, my friends are fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, ah, fuck.
What I like about Facebook, though, is most of my family is on the West Coast. So yeah. I have a lot of, you know, nieces and nephews that I, you know, they're being born all the time. I had another one that was born the other day, and I'm like going, So I get to see them because I'm not out there. And we get to, like, my mom likes it because she can see her great grandkids and, you know, all that different stuff because she's old.
And then the other thing that's kind of drawing me in to the idea is that every person I've ever talked to, and this is 100%, every person I've ever talked to who has jumped ship has had zero regrets from doing it.
I heard that many people went on to like have like really lucky streaks and just like their whole life has actually changed for the better.
Gold just falls in their lap.
Sometimes I really miss just even the 90s. You know, it's like I remember just going in my truck somewhere and not having a phone. And it was the greatest feeling in the world. And now, if you get a text message or a call from like your mom or somebody, and you don't immediately respond, they chew your head off. Like,
oh no, shit.
Why are you not responding? It's like I have a life.
You know why?
Why?
Because I was thinking about the other day about text messaging because my mom will text me and I go, okay, I'll answer it later, and I go, oh, she's probably getting pissed if I don't answer it now because she knows that most of us don't go anywhere without our phone. So when you get a text message, it's like when I text Jay and like 10 days later, he'll text me.
I
see him walking around with his phone. So I know he has his phone all the time. So that's the problem with the phone. Like, I'm like you, I'd go back to the 80s though, except I'd have to buy shampoo and a comb.
Do you ever get like upset with Jay and you're like, look, fucker, I'm half the empire. I'm out here busting my balls. What the fuck are you doing? You're just all like, oh, whenever Survivor's around, I guess I'll help
he's
out.
He's got a vacation you now. Like, are you doing
you snap? Well, he's not doing Survivor anymore anyway. No, what I usually just say to him is like, I go, Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. And then he answers me. I think he realizes I'm getting to the point. Sometimes I forget I have texted. But like, you know, a lot of my mom will say, I text Jane. He didn't answer me back. I go, well, you don't feel special about it. That's just what Jay does. Now I'll be honest. He's been better of late.
He's been
better of late. So
I noticed that too. When I text him, he rarely responds. But if I put it in the Ramblecast chat, he usually chimes in there.
Yeah, you guys blew that up the other day. I'm like going, what the fuck?
Oh, the Ford Bronco talk.
I almost got a Ford Bronco once, but then I realized it's not a great escape vehicle if you kill somebody.
Yeah.
I decided not to get it.
Oh, I gotta send you all.
Yeah, the new Ford Bronco, aka the Xterra that banged a Jeep Wrangler. And
For people in the chat and anybody else that's listening, you're not missing out on anything. It's just a bunch of dudes talking about trucks. It's fucking boring as shit.
So, well, I hadn't been on Facebook because I had my grandson that day, and I go, what the fuck is all these messages? I go, God, it's like when we had the joint one. He's still looking for the killer. He's still on the golf course looking for the killer. But anyway.
So what do you guys think of the lighting in here?
It looks fine.
Very romantic.
It's hard to tell from the webcam, but it's fine.
It's a little pinkish on this.
I mean, like,
I got a new light bulb. I actually ordered two, but they sent me the wrong one of them. So
this is a Mustafar bulb.
It's a BR30 light bulb. So, no, this is just a recessed. This is the one that doesn't work. But the one that's up there now is a like a smart bulb, right?
So I love those smart bulbs. Those
different colors. So what color do you think looks best? Yeah, this is the red.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to the dark side, dude. I don't even say anything.
Cool. Magenta.
Looks like you're in Amsterdam.
Not magenta, no.
Red light district.
Amsterdam is like a little. It's just kind of a blue or is
purple's
it a
kind of cool.
I think Amsterdam's pretty cool. I like the scenery and stuff, but as in, like, if you want a good time, like a freaky time, go to Copenhagen.
Copenhagen?
Copenhagen has an area called Christiana.
Wait, isn't it Copenhagen?
However you want to say it. Copenhagen.
I'm just asking. I'm not.
It's Copenhagen if you chew.
Yeah. But there's an area there in the town that's kind of like a
I just like triggered area. Chris in just that one like moment.
It's good.
I need fiberglass directly to my blood.
Right. The pink looks good. Makes you look younger.
Really. This is like a pinkish purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll stick with that. Or I'm making a T-Mobile commercial. One or the other. We supposed to have red. This is now we're in the red light district.
Nice. Yeah, what you need to do is get with the program. I mentioned this before we recorded. Jack now has a green screen, which is awesome. I've got a green screen. It's 2-1, dude. Or 2-2 right now. And
yeah.
Ultimately, all four of us have a green screen.
It was only like $80.
Yours is $80? Mine wasn't that much.
I sent the other stand back and got the two stands.
Oh, yeah, you got a stand. Mine is held up by rafters. I just have like a couple clips where it...
What I was thinking and what I should have done is got something, some retractable thing just on my... Put it on.
Oh, yeah. So,
because it's a pain in the ass to all that. But when I did send that, when I sent the other thing back, I didn't send back the clips. I kept the clips. Fuck you, Amazon.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck Amazon. So like, they sent me the wrong shit today. So I got I got this one over here. This is the colorful light, and this one over here is just bright as shit. So next week I'll have like full on color. It's gonna be great.
Well, I have the studio lights now too. The lights that light up the thing. And when I first got it, one of the lights didn't work. So I had to send it back. I said, you know what? Fuck you, Amazon. I'm keeping one of the light bulbs. And I'm usually not that way, but I just said, it's not my fault. Fuck you.
By the way,
just a rant cast.
I know. I wanted to mention to Douglas, who chimed in about like 5 minutes ago. What did I miss, guys? I'm like, just a bunch of white dudes complaining about
basically
shit.
That's what you missed.
But welcome to the show. Thanks for joining.
While we're on social media, I forgot that I got a tweet from David Gott today, a message. Saying, I said hello to you in 2009. You have not responded to me. Wow. And what? I got a tweet from, and he showed me 2009 that I never responded to him. And I said, well, I'm pacing myself. I only say hello to people on Twitter once a year. You're due in 2025.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I'm still waiting for the damn pork chop or something like that. He responded back.
It's not like you haven't seen him at a Raleigh meetup, so.
Well, he was right. I did not respond to his hello. I just said fuck you. So
typical Jack.
I know.
Yep.
I only say happy birthday to people. I don't say hello.
There's a lot of things like that just irk you though. Like, you know, I would ride into the Jay and Jack when y'all are doing the Lost podcast, and not once did my email ever get read on air.
Oh yeah. I had a couple get read.
And then it becomes like personal. It's like I'm just gonna keep writing until they finally freaking
I did respond to you though, didn't I?
Yeah, well, yeah, you always did. It was always just like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool.
or thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
No. I tried to, because some of them I'd go, there were some I go, I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. I go,
You know, I was actually on a podcast with Jack and called in, and Jay still didn't play Michael. So, but you know, whatever. I'm on the network now, so you know I made it.
I mean, I was on Lindelof and Cuse's video podcast, so you guys can all fucking suck
that's
it.
True.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
and we never quite beat them. So.
Thanks for laying down.
We're one step behind them.
The metaphorical dick in the
room. Sherry said she had a few that got read. So there you go.
I would believe that. Sherry is a smart lady. So very savvy. And she will cut you. Like, you turn your back on Sherry, and she's right there digging that knife into your back.
And we've entered the portion of the show where Matt panders to the fans to keep them as wanting him to be his favorite podcaster.
Exactly.
Well, at that point, we should probably just not take a break, but talk about something completely different. I've been really missing football or just sports in general.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
The squirrels.
The squirrels are gone, by the way. The squirrels.
They moved to Colorado and brought the plague with them. Thanks.
Pretty much. Okay.
You just called that.
Seriously. Fuck you, 2020. Happy side note. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been discharged from the hospital.
I read that.
Yeah, I saw that.
That woman, she's a strong one.
She's a fucking tank.
Yeah. She's just, I mean, what does she weigh? 80 pounds?
Yeah, probably.
Wet.
Yeah.
And
okay, so I can measure things in squirrel now, and she's probably like 15 squirrels, maybe tops.
So you're saying if you were to kidnap her, it'd be a challenge.
It would be okay. Squirrel, I don't know where I was at on my squirrel trapping last show or whenever that occurred, but I'm up to 13 squirrels. an Iraqi. And that's it. I'm done. 13. I'm done. Because, you know, they haven't been coming around, and that's
well, word got out.
I know, right? And they're not fucking around
they,
my
area. They said this crazy Karen guy is stealing all the squirrels.
You know, I would play music for them. No, never mind. I'm not going to get into my squirrel trapping. So,
what do you put in there for squirrel trapping?
Did you put a face mask on your face or your mask on the
just
eyes?
Just being super safe.
Gotcha. All. Cover it up. Corn. You know, put corn in the.
Okay. Corn's a good one. Well, actually, those damn squirrels eat anything.
What I was going to talk about was sports or the lack thereof sports and missing sports. And so I was rewatching The League, and not that that show is anywhere near like actually sports related, because it's just fantasy football. But they do have a lot of like players on there and people.
Oh yeah. In the,
so and I like a lot of comedians on that show. Although I don't.
You mentioned the San Diego Chargers a few times.
I don't know if I'm always like laugh out loud funny with it though. Like there's certain times where I'm just kind of like, okay. But I love Rafi. I think he's like the best character ever. Like, and there are two episodes in the entire series that focus just on a Rafi story. And I still think that's probably like
he's funny, but he plays the same character on every show he's on.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. I still enjoy him. So
it's like Jason Bateman. Yeah.
Bateman.
Plays the same character every time.
Even in
Jason Bateman is the same character in everything he plays.
Yeah. Even in what's that the serious show he's on?
Teen Wolf 2?
No, not Teen Wolf. what's that show he does where he's a accountant in Missouri.
Footloose.
Ozark. Yeah, yeah.
Ozark. Yeah, I haven't.
Because my wife goes.
I should
but he's pick the same up guy he plays.
To watch than the League, but sometimes I watched, you're just going.
I watched Palm Springs last night.
Oh yeah, I'd seen
with
seen
that Andy Samberg.
Did that just appear on Hulu? By the way,
it's a Hulu original. Yeah, it came out the 10th, I think. Because my wife and I have been. She goes, "Well, let's watch that Tom Hanks movie that's on Apple." I said, "Okay." No. So we still haven't. I said, "Can I watch it without you?" No. But she'll watch everything without me. But that's okay. I'm not bitter.
I'd like to watch. I don't have Apple TV though.
Wait, what's that? What's the Tom Hanks movie?
Great.
He's in Dust Boots. Dust Boots.
Gray Wolves, Gray Hounds, yeah. Gray something.
He's a submarine pilot.
No, he's a destroyer. He's a destroyer captain.
A destroyer? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know where I get submarine.
Yeah. I mean, because the submarines are hunting them. Basically, he's a captain on. Either just a regular destroyer or like a convoy protection, you know.
And then I saw the clip, and some guy jumps on the ship and says, "I'm the captain now."
So, right.
Right.
Yeah. There's a show. I don't know if we've talked about it. I know that I've talked about it with other people before. Have y'all watched Dark on Netflix?
Season one. I got to watch the next two seasons, but it's excellent.
Yeah. Like Dark is basically Stranger Things meets Lost, but you have to pay attention. Every single second.
Well, because if you don't, you'll miss the subtitles.
Well, that too. Yeah, it's in German, but like, they've dubbed. You can watch subtitles, or you can listen to it dubbed in English.
I've done it.
Like, basically, it's the same actor, like the one male actor and one female that does the entire dubbing, so it's the same voice all the time.
Well, when I first watched it, I was like going, "Is it me or is it?" I thought it was like the words were off. I said, "What is wrong?" I didn't realize it was a German thing. I'm like going, "Oh, it's German. Got it."
Yeah,
how is it dubbed? The dub good?
No, I mean, it works. Like I say, it's one female actress that dubs every single actress, and it's one male that does every single male. And so if you don't mind that, you're not going to hear any emotion out of it, but you'll get it. But it is a very good show. And by the fifth episode, you finally start to figure out what's going on, and then you'll sit there and go, "Fuck, I need to start over again." But you don't.
Yeah.
And then you'll get to the entire first season, and then you go like, "Fuck! I really need to watch this over again." Because that's how complex it is. You're like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, I got to watch. Also, is it Michaela? She's a detective. Michaela McKinnon. I don't know. I've watched the first two seasons. I'm watching old shows instead of going back and watching shows I should be watching. But anyway, the Palm Springs movie, Andy Samberg. It's a different type. He plays a different character. And it's a comedy, but it's got some heart to it. But if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's entertaining. It's interesting. He's in a time loop. It's almost like Groundhog Day and Russian Doll, a little bit like that. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. And there are some laugh out louds moments.
Is Sandberg any good in a role like that?
I thought he was because you start forgetting that he's kind of that wacky guy he plays, and but he was more of a serious part to it. I mean, he had some funny parts. You're muted, Matt.
Have you ever seen Hot Rod?
Marcella, thank you, Sherry.
You mean the GoBot?
No, Hot Rod, the Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
Or Never Stop Stopping. It's probably different than that.
I've seen Hot Rod.
Never Stop Stopping.
It's probably 100% different from what you're talking about, but I just want to see if you saw it. That's all.
And anyone in the chat, has anyone in the chat seen Palm Springs?
Nope. No, but what they do want to see is a commercial slabbed right here. Oh, that was good. Thanks for that commercial break. It was good, long, and hearty. America.
Ooh, long and hearty. America. America.
I've seen that painting before. I don't remember who it's by, though.
I don't want to spoil the ending, but I wish you guys had seen it because I wanted to talk about it. I figured one of you had watched it. Anyway.
What was that?
Sometimes I just do things because I know that Sherry's going to take a screen capture of
all right.
Matthew in the chat said he enjoyed Palm Springs a lot. So see, you see, could they have done something different with the ending though, Matt? If you know what I'm talking about.
Don't spoil. No spoilers. No spoilers.
No, just say yes or no. That's all you have to say.
That's all you have to do.
Like you're going to watch it.
Me? I'm going to watch it. Fuck yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Did you ever finish Man in the High Castle?
No, because I don't have a prime.
We're still waiting for you to finish it so we can do that podcast on it.
That's up to you guys at this point. Okay.
The last season was excellent.
It was, yeah. I thought the third was a bit of a lull, you know, but the fourth came back pretty strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually wanted more. There's definitely some things that they could have kept going with in the fourth.
You can tell that it's like, okay, this is too expensive.
That's what I did. I just said, like, okay, let's finish it up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the whole John, what do you call it?
John Wick?
No, and Man in the High Castle, John's like storyline, I should say. I fucking thought it was pretty awesome.
It was
one of those things where I was like, oh.
And he's okay. That actor's in everything.
He's in one of my favorite movies of all time. That's Dark City.
Dark City. How can you taste so dark?
He's in Victoria.
I don't think I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you haven't seen Dark City, you need to watch it. It's from 1998.
Oh, yeah. Dark City is really good.
I think I've seen Dark City.
Good.
Yeah, I think I just actually read an article. I think that was ranked number one. It was like 90s sci-fi.
Yeah, underrated films.
90s underrated sci-fi films. Yeah, this is number one. Yeah.
It's an unusual movie. But it's got bones. So.
And me and my buddy Jamie, I think we were in high school when the movie came out. When did it come out? It was either in high school or it was like right
98. You were in high school.
And I graduated in 98.
How fucking old were Matt and I? If you were in high school.
When was it released? Whatever. Let's just say
Color Film wasn't out yet.
Who graduated in what year? Just lay it on the table. So.
I was 96. 95, Matt, right?
Yeah, I was
paroled in 1980.
So it was it was released in February.
Get the fuck out of here. We're done with you.
Yeah. So I remember my buddy Jamie and I, like, we used to go to, we used to get,
does it have nude, does it have nude scenes?
he's not watching unless it's
we used to get
no, I'm just saying the way he's you know, high school and
yeah, that's so funny though, because I'm thinking like 80s standards Jack. He's like, is there nudity?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying the way
is this like Porky's?
Because I graduated in 95.
I want to watch
Nick's clearly a stalker. He has this on a case file for me.
No, it's just guessing. I know how old you are. So I was like, okay, it's gotta be like 95.
That was pretty good.
There are two movies that in that time frame. I think they were both in the same time where my buddy Jamie and I used to go get high and go to the movies. And it was this one in Flubber.
Flubber? Is that with Robin Williams?
it couldn't be more diametrically opposed.
Not the original Flubber, which is better than the
No. The Robin Williams version. But it was those two movies that I remember. It was like we're in our senior year. I think we may have like ditched school and like gone to the movies or whatever. But I remember just getting stoned and going to see those flicks and watching Dark City and being like, there's a screenshot for sure.
So have you only seen it high? So it could.
No, suck. I've seen it since. I've seen it. Since.
Okay, it's all right.
Fantastic film. I highly recommend it.
I've told my story about they call him Bruce seeing that high and saying how funny it was, and then everyone getting pissed because they would go see it and they go, "Movie sucked." I go, "What are you talking about?" And then I went and saw it sober. I went, "Oh yeah, okay."
Do you like Terry Gilliam?
Yeah, I know the name. Yeah.
Definitely that style of direction.
Do you like 12 Monkeys?
Who doesn't love 12 Monkeys?
12 Squirrels. Well, I just think about like the artistic style of 12 Monkeys.
The story of Franklin, Indiana.
I'm going to get myself in trouble here.
Okay. I've
never seen 12 Monkeys.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean it's
a sci-fi.
I mean, thing, I'm not saying it's like the best movie ever, but
who's in it?
It's no Flubber. I mean, it's definitely
no Flubber. No Flubber when you're stoned. No, it's not that.
No,
Brad Pitt, Bruce Willis. And,
okay, yeah, I've seen it. Yes.
What's her name? She was in.
Who's your daddy? I
forget her name. Do, 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 do. 97. Yeah, that makes sense. I think I want to watch Flubber again just for shit.
I kind of do too. You know, and the crazy thing is it like it's green, man. The Flubber's green.
Like, the original Flubber's blue. Isn't
think it? About it.
We have derailed.
Think Flubber about blue. It. We have derailed. When have we ever been on rail?
That's true. Oh yeah, the speaking of rails, the season finale of Snowpiercer was Sunday night.
Was that a good show? Did that end up being good?
It, show? It's hit and miss. It's definitely, you can tell it's a series that they're trying to find its path or stretch out a little bit. I thought the ending ended pretty well, but there's definitely a few episodes you're like, I don't really care. Yeah.
It's just kind of chugging along, kind of.
It's just chugging along, yeah. But it's just because it's just different than the movie, you know, a lot different than the movie. And
well, the movie was excellent.
it's uncanny, Matt. It's like looking in a mirror. You get two of you there.
I love it. It's the Japanese movie
poster. Oh, it is. Yeah,
he looks like more like Robin Williams now.
Only the best.
Is that too soon?
Oh, right. Yeah.
If you tuned in, you should enjoy the
green Flubber.
Correct.
You guys are making me want to get a green screen.
It's pretty sweet.
And all Jack has done is play with the squirrel. So you know there's more potential.
Buy anything else? If I buy something else, I'm going to get into a lot of trouble. I can't buy anything else. Okay. I just went to the bank today. Oh, Kate.
That's Alex.
Oh, Alex. Oh, she works. She wins too. I just went to the bank today and took out a loan. I'm redoing all the windows. It's happening.
Oh, nice. Is it?
What they because they're old,
more energy the efficient.
Exactly. So all the windows in my house are all from 1980, including the slider on the back. But I don't care. I don't think anybody gives a fuck about this. But in Massachusetts, there's a program called Mass Save. So if you're doing like home improvements for energy efficiency,
Mass Hole, Mass Save.
Yes, exactly. You can get interest free loans for 7 years. So
nice.
I did that when I replaced the furnace and the hot water heater. I got a 7-year no interest loan for it, which is great.
So they're the weather type windows, energy efficient windows,
Energy Star windows.
Yeah, I read something where they said it's a waste of money to do that, but if you want to do it, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, I have single pane windows in the house, so it doesn't.
Well, I read something saying the money you spend on the windows, you'll never get back on.
It's the just the way you said it, Jack.
You know what?
I've got single pane glass windows in my house, so they are sieves for
right. You know, and I know what you mean because I do have some of those. So You know, I understand what Jack's saying, but then in the moment, it's like you'd rather have warmer. Jack's just glitching out on us.
No.
But, you know, in the moment, though, don't you want double of everything? So double pain, double.
Yes.
Yes. So
no, I would probably do it also because our windows suck. Our house was built in 2000, whatever it was built.
Yeah, and Randy brings up a good point. You live in fucking North Carolina. I live in like the 78 different climates of New England.
What the fuck are you talking about here? It's like the heat just comes flying in here because it's so goddamn hot, and the wintertime is so damn cold here.
It's not cold North Carolina.
It gets cold here in North. Fuck off! Oh, it gets cold here in North Carolina.
Cold North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's 38 degrees.
You just turned on a wind jacket.
There's been times it got down to 9, like 8 single digits. So
how many snowplows do you have in Raleigh?
It's like 3 snowplows.
Yeah, exactly. There's 3 snowplows in the entire metropolitan area of Raleigh. There's 3 snowplows for my fucking neighborhood.
There's 1 snowplow and two that have a truck that have a plow in the front of it. So technically,
you have two snowplow trucks.
I don't know.
Yeah, double of anything. It always works.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just
one of them is a Zamboni.
Do you plow it from the front and then you plow it from the back?
Hi-yo. So
yeah, that sounds like a good party.
but you know, real talk for the windows. Like right now, if you go upstairs, like the air conditioning's on the house, which is I fucking love air conditioning. The inside of the windows are all fogged up, right? Just because they're all not weatherized or single pane. I'm literally pumping air conditioning out to my backyard right now. So
I'm doing it in my attic.
That's a good deal. I mean, I was just giving you, but I just read it one time. But if, like I said, that's on my list of things to do. Well, I'm gonna get solar panels where I do that. But
I'm really excited because I'm gonna get for the slider for the out to the back deck. I'm gonna get one of those doors that has like the blinds so like little, inside the glass.
Those like little hamburgers sliders. Well, is that what you're getting?
Oh, sliding glass door.
There you go. That's what it's called.
I'm gonna get the one that's got the blinds inside the glass, so you don't have to worry about having the
new. I didn't know that. Wouldn't it technically be a slider?
A slider. Slider.
Yeah.
Sliding door.
So you're saying it's a double pane glass. So you're saying I didn't know that blinds would. Huh. Well, how do you open and close them?
There's a little button slot, like latch on the actual physical door. You flip it up, and you can actually raise them up, or you can close the blinds over.
Now, are they solar? Because they have solar blinds now.
They're not solar.
Okay. Well, I guess you hate but go ahead.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. It's terrible. but no, I'm pretty excited because that means I can take the goddamn curtains off of the back wall, and I can tap the blinds in the glass.
Because curtains just collect dust.
They really do. And they block my goddamn AC vent sometimes, too.
I know when I was working on the studio and I went, these dark, I went, holy crap, look at the dust up here.
Matt, there is nothing on your screen right now.
No, he's literally in the Brady Bunch right now.
I know, I did. That's what I did. I pulled the blue.
Oh, I see. There you go. I thought this is like a weather forecast gone wrong for a second.
We did have some sad news. There's a lot of famous people died this week.
Yeah. What's his name from MythBusters?
I didn't know. I didn't know who he was, but I saw him.
Yeah,
only 49. What did he die of?
They didn't release the.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
I knew that. Shit, I forget her name now. The actress died.
Kelly Preston.
Kelly Preston died.
When I read that, I said I didn't know she was sick, and it's like,
she kept it. She kept it completely quiet.
Had a mad crush on Kelly Preston back in the day.
Because it was Space Camp, first thing I ever saw her in. Then you had Twins.
Space Camp. Oh my God. I was obsessed with that movie and it was terrible.
How people are saying that guy died of a brain aneurysm.
He had a brain aneurysm?
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
By the way, thank you, Miami Mike, for being the one sober person in the room.
Since when did that ever happen?
I know, right?
But no, I just
you met Mike.
Yeah, I know. I've never, you know, obviously never met Kelly, but she always seemed like a very nice, genuine person. So
that's what everybody, yeah, everyone's saying that she's one of the nice, I mean, everyone that's been on the news, you heard is that she was one of the nicest people you would ever meet, you know. But yeah, that's basically, you know, the last movie she was in was that Gotti movie that, that John Travolta was in. And then that's basically right after that's when she got diagnosed and she just disappeared.
I don't want to make insinuations, but is Travolta still heavy into the whole?
Yeah, they both were. That's why they made the movie.
Crazy shit.
Scientology.
Yeah,
let's just put it out on the table. Scientology.
You don't. I just hope that that isn't some type of like aversion to modern medicine.
Oh, I don't think. I don't think so. I think they can do the, all the medicine stuff.
Okay,
I'm not sure. I told you guys that was my first.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
I told you guys, go ahead.
No, no, I'm about to change the subject. So you go.
There's a huge Church of Scientology on Hollywood Boulevard in L.A., like down from the Chinese Theater. And Cliff and I would purposely walk by it every time we were down there because they always have like three or four people out there wanting you to take that test, you know, where you grab the rods and you know, they see if you.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm not grabbing your rods. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it tells you like, you know, whatever, you know, and some days they would be like gung-ho looking at Cliff and I like, hey, you guys, you know, and then some days you could tell like they were like judging us going, oh, they're not worthy of it. You know, and like, it was like, it always made us curious of like, are they going to pick us today? Or are they not going to pick us? You know,
like, weird.
Can we join the cult today or can we not join the cult today?
Do we live up to your standards?
Yeah.
One look at Cliff, you're like going, come on. You can do it by one hot dog. So it's like, come on.
Cliff would be that guy who just
with the water bottle.
He would just ruin it for them anyway. They didn't like because he'd want to know everything about it. Like, oh, this is a 2020 volt type thing, huh? And then yeah, oh yeah. And he would just bring, like, sir, could you please leave? Like, we don't want you.
Yeah. Kayla mentioned that I didn't know. She said she was back. I didn't know she left. But she said Naya Rivera from Glee. I said, oh my god. That circumstance.
Or read the transcripts from the interview that they released of her son.
Well, that he said that he saw her mommy didn't come back to the boat.
She saved him.
Yes.
Like threw him out. So this is, I didn't read this. This is what I'm told. Someone read there or listened to the interview or whatever, that she mustered the energy to throw him back onto the boat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, what, I don't understand. Like, I don't know anything about it. I know that she drowned. That they found the body. Like, was she at the dock or was she on the water or what?
I guess this, they have
riptide
type things. I didn't know they had riptides in lakes. That's how stupid I am. But Sherry posted something in about the carbon monoxide coming from the back of the boat. I'm not a boater, so I didn't know that either. No. Mm. Okay. So, but she did. Like I said, she saved her son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt bad because there was a life jacket on, you know, that she wasn't wearing.
Yeah, you always got to wear it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he had one, and she did. You can go without it if you have other people there that can. But she was just with her son, and as I said, oh my god, out.
So was it just she and him on the lake?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
My first thought was foul play because that's what you.
Right. Yeah. There's always somebody.
Michelle,
Yeah, but she just, like I said, that's the last thing. Luckily, her son's young enough that he might not remember it down the. I mean, he's four.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know, but it's like, how can you? That's a rough thing. I really feel bad for it because from what everyone said, she was a really great mom. So. It's been a sad week for people.
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Discharged from the hospital, so we got that going for us.
She's like the Terminator. She's not going anywhere.
I always like that. It's a video or a picture of her with like, you know, like 3 pound weights. You know, like doing the bench press. Like, you go, girl.
have you seen with the Saturday Night Live at Home when what's her name did Bader Ginsburg?
Kate, that was awesome. Kate McKinnon.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was good. That was good stuff. So.
Oh, there are three private chats. I haven't even looked.
You missed the one. I like that Nick had a good one.
Yeah, if you haven't been reading the private chats, then you've been missing out, bud. There's so many things to keep up with on this show. There's backgrounds, name changes, people in the chat. I mean, this is a regular who's who of what's and podcast YouTube.
So, So, Nick, speaking of private comments and pictures being shared, which none are being shared here, but before I went on vacation, you shared with me a picture of Bonnie McMurray.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I have been sharing the shit out of that picture, and she's crushing a high life.
No, it's actually a Corona.
No, it's not.
I'm going to leave for this conversation.
Yeah, the first time I thought, that's why I sent it to you, because I thought it was a high life as well, until I really zoomed in on it, and it is a Corona, because you can see you can see the white and the blue label.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't believe it.
Crushing Chris's dreams.
That's still Bonnie McMurray.
Steal Bonnie McMurray smoke now, show.
Who, I don't know, dude. I don't think that's a
who is she?
So I mean, she's kind of like a background character or a side character in the show that Chris really hyped up a few months back called Letterkenny, which is based in Canada.
Oh, okay. I know you. Yeah. Okay, I know.
Pretty sure.
But yeah, she's a smoke show. Like
I love her.
Yeah. Like,
why is there penis on Matt's back of his
screen? Yeah, it does look like a weird. It's like C-3PO's penis out there. It's just like a gold.
It's like curling penis there.
C-3PO's dick.
Episode title: C-3PO's Johnson.
Okay. Oh, but what? I know. I hate that. I don't know. We can argue about that. What beer she's drinking, but
I don't. It doesn't matter. I just want to pretend it's a high life.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was when you guys sent the picture. I didn't know.
So we did not get high lives for the vacation.
Oh.
We ended up getting Miller, as we called them, Miller lattes. So just
Miller lattes.
Tons and tons and tons and tons of Miller Lite.
I just don't like beer fan.
It's usually my go-to if I just want to drink and just for drinking. It's Miller Lite usually. But yeah, I mean, if I want a good beer, I mean, I'll get a good beer. But like, this is just. Yeah.
Oh, Matt, welcome back.
Welcome back. A nice, great big penis you have.
We named the episode title after your background. Yeah.
Oh, really? What did you name it?
C-3PO's dick.
Okay, sounds like I need to change my background. I thought it was kind of like a Jeff Koons kind of like sculpture, you know?
Uh-huh. You just grabbed C-3PO's dick. I saw that.
You're peddling the balls there. Sir,
let go. There's actually two.
R2, he's got my dick.
It's pretty good. That was
fine.
Jack, well done. That was awesome.
Thank you.
No bee's knees tonight, Randy. I'm drinking this Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon? When did you become a redneck?
Hard coffee.
It's, oh, hard. God.
It's delicious. It's so good. It's like a little.
Is it alcohol?
Think Frappuccino, but with some alcohol added. So it's.
Does it come in mint?
No, it doesn't come in mint. Just regular. I think it's like it's got some milk, sugar.
Does it have your like initials on the top when it like a little creamer?
Hmm? What?
Like a little cream, like a latte when they put the little.
Do they write your name incorrectly on the side of the can when you drink it?
Don't do that, but you can do that yourself. It's delicious. I've been enjoying it. It's been my new summertime treat since the bee's knees. So, and just the fact
Do you get it on Amazon?
No, I just go to my local Kroger.
I would venture a guess that would get fewer votes than the bee's knees.
Probably. Yeah, for sure.
I forgot about that. So, oh, no, we already did that.
Result. Did we have one last versus?
The cookie one that's a year old, someone brought it back and I was about that. Oh, geez. Oh my God, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
When I saw that, I said, come on, people.
Well, I mean, you know, even and though Matt never said grandma's homemade chocolate chip, that's what is stuck, is that it's grandma's homemade chocolate chip.
And it would have won, too. It would have fucking killed. But, you know,
my grandma made shitty cookies?
But you guys had to go to your whole, like, corporate, like, we got to have some corporate structure. It's got to be Chips Ahoy or, like, you know, the pizza.
Game over.
real fudge and like all this like corporate bullshit. You guys have been taken over by the fat cats in Washington D.C. and that's why
I wasn't on here promoting Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You're drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. In fact, you held up the can and showed everybody.
Yeah. What else? You're just like a
plug.
You're like a truck right now, holding up a can of Goya
from the land of sky blue waters. Waters. I think that's the Pabst Blue Ribbon song.
Oh, you know, Ivanka holding like she's cupping the balls of a can of Goya.
I know. No kidding. Yeah. Can you get it any closer? Is it still hairy? Anyway,
That's actually what's her name? Ivanka. Ivanka who did that? The Goya thing. That's actually a ethics violation.
Dude, she's technically the asshole in the Oval Office did the same thing with a lineup of the products on the resume.
Did he? Yeah, that's an ethics violation because you're not allowed as a member of the government to endorse any product.
Dude, he has a picture of him on the Resolute desk with like a shit ton of Goya products on it, and he's doing this.
Has this ever mattered before with this?
No.
So, okay. Like, you know, it's like, no.
Well, I mean, you did an ethics violation just now, too. I mean, according to the Jay and Jack rules. You know.
Oh, yeah, really? There you go.
Yeah. Only Chris can actually promote products. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's in his contract. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, again, you can promote it, but don't be bitching about us doing stuff when you're the biggest promoter here. So,
right?
Me? I'm talking to you. You came in here with your high horse. I'm not the corporate guy. Hey, have you seen my new drink?
Hey, you know I'm right. People you have behind
is that my new windows?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These are Karen's.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I'm like,
this Matt Tree says Trump ethics violation. What?
right.
So true. Fucking piece of shit. Oh, not you, Matt. Not you.
Thanks. Oh, you don't know.
Thanks a lot. Here's thanks.
Oh, look at Matt Treese, dude. Oh, for fuck's sake. Take that shit down.
I've never heard of it. So,
you haven't heard of Goya?
Well, you shit from California. Never it's never heard everywhere.
Dude, you lived in San Diego.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's great. I probably did. I'm just like going, I can't keep track of it.
You can
there's so much stuff that we have to boycott. I can't keep track. I can't.
I know. It is what it is. I'm not
like my wife ordered. We had our two daughters over and one of the son-in-laws were over and the two grandkids were over. And so my wife ordered from San Jose and she goes, someone wanted an enchilada. She called it an alcalini. And then, chimichanga was, I go, finally I said, what the fuck? You're from North. You were born in California.
Yeah, that was quesadilla.
Well, she called it quesadilla because of that. But everything she said, even carne asada, I go, how did you
get jalapeno?
Quesadilla.
The whole time quesadilla with extra jalapenos.
So I was ordering, I said, here's your banana. Because, you know, when people go to San Diego, you see like La Jolla, they call La Jolla.
Right.
Escondido, they can never figure that one out. I mean, Cuyamaca, because it's all Spanish Indian names. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, come to Massachusetts if you want to have hard to pronounce names, city names.
Well, even like, because every now and then when I get bored, I watch a Game Show Network and it was on Family Feud where it was like, what state is the state this people are most concerned about misspelling? And it was Massachusetts.
Because it's a pain in the ass. It's too fucking long.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? We're gonna go through the 10 most commonly mispronounced Massachusetts town names. Here, let me find it.
Do it! This sounds like fun.
Got some viewers here.
I think that was sarcastic. I did want to talk about Hamilton, though.
Yeah, I watched that as well. Yeah, like, you have to watch it with the subtitles on. Or the closed captioning. It makes it a lot better, I think.
Well, Jay had a viewing party at his house, and he was getting upset with his kids and the grandkids, the other kids. I go, Jay, it's fine. It's fine. And he's turning up the sound. He was being protective of his show.
Why didn't they just, if he was upset about it, why didn't they handle it like a gentleman's duel?
That's what I thought. But he did, but he shot up. So,
oh,
I didn't think I was going to like
shot.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but I actually liked it.
Yeah, as really? I you can't
you like it.
You're I just can't stand
because it's musical.
Oh, okay.
I can't stand musicals, but I did watch this, and you know, I made it, and then as soon as the freaking intermission showed up, I was like, oh my god, it's only halfway done. But I did enjoy it.
Well, the beginning, they really let you know that it's about Alexander Hamilton because they oh, say yeah, his no name doubt like 50 Alexander times. Alexander Hamilton. A lot of it I knew, but I'm not a big, even though Jay gave me the book, I've read the first part of the book is boring because it's him as a kid. And I just can't get into the book. So I'm trying to read it. I'm like, and Jay goes, how do you find it boring? His story as a child was boring. I mean, I know he went through a lot. He was an orphan, a bastard, all the other stuff. And, you know, his mom was a hooker, whore, and all that. I get it because I've seen the movie now or the thing. But I enjoy a lot of talented people on that.
The guy who plays Thomas Jefferson is the main character in Snowpiercer.
Oh, really? He's also in Blackish.
Snowpiercer. Oh,
but the guy that plays King George. Now, we've all seen Mindhunter.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, Mindhunter. Yeah. Actually,
is he in Mindhunter?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the guy plays that's what, before I even watched.
He plays Holden on Mindhunter.
Yeah, Holden. Cool. Yeah. Before I even watched also Hamilton. The one review, I was like, aside from the spittle on King George's mouth, solid play, you know. And I guess he did it
on purpose.
I don't know, but like you see, it's like early in the film, like his first appearance when he's singing, you just see like this big piece of phlegm come on his lips and just hangs there forever. And you're like,
Colin or Jay said he drank a bottle of water before he goes out there. He does it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
But if you've watched him, and we've all, like I said, if you haven't seen Mindhunters, you should watch it. But the character he plays in Mindhunters is I've never seen Frozen, so I didn't know he was a singer in Frozen. He's amazing, and he was funny. But the part where he's talking about spoiler alert, he's talking about John Adams, and he when he's talking about John Adams, it's almost, have you guys seen the miniseries John Adams?
Of course.
When John Adams meets King George, it's almost the way he's
right.
He's
right. Looking,
it's almost like spot on to how they did it in
right. Although that was neat too. Yeah, like I was like, oh yeah, right. That little man I met all those years ago, he's now president.
he's right though, because you went from George Washington,
to
John Adams was a very brilliant, smart guy, but he's bland. Yeah. He wasn't a.
It made me want to watch.
He was a man of the people, yeah.
But it made me want to watch John Adams, and it reminded me of I think the History Channel actually had a decent program about the Revolutionary War, like back, I don't know, like 2008, maybe. I don't know. I remember my daughter was like a baby or something like that at the time when it came out, but it was really good, and got me excited about
the book with John Adams is really good. But again, they don't address, I've said this 1,000 times, the affair between Abigail Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Because it's not proven.
But it's fact. It's right there.
But it's a fact.
but it's come on. Have you read the book?
But by the way, Chris, am I supposed to share something?
Yeah, when we have a break in the conversation.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, you two, talk about your things.
Anyway, I just
I didn't mean to break it up. I just was.
Well, I was watching something on Thomas Jefferson on YouTube, and I guess he had a hidden room that they just found it because they renovate the was it Monticello? They renovate it all the time, you know, upgraded, have bathrooms and stuff for guests to come there. And a few years, about 3 years ago, they found a hidden room where he kept. Where he could, it led to his room where he could meet with what's her name? Trying to think of her name, but the slave that he impregnated.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know that she was the half sister of his wife. She was the half sister of his wife that died.
Sally Hennings. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Randy and Matt.
Thanks.
Matt.
Okay, thanks. I was drawing a blank on her name, but it's just like, you go, I wonder where the room for Abigail Adams was at. Just saying.
Well, I enjoyed Hamilton. I thought it was really, and it was something that like my whole family, like we watched together, and it was kind of fun.
Well, it never slows down. It's like
keeps going. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best thing about it. There's no lull in it. It just keeps going.
Yeah. I mean, they squeezed a lot, you know, and they cut out some things and, you know, made things convenient because it's a story. But, you know, like, because it led you to believe that the duel is about
musical.
I know, but like, I'm such a historical stickler for things. It's like,
would you want a 10-hour? You would complain about that.
Yeah, it was long, but it's just like, oh, because, you know, the duel wasn't about because he, you know, didn't endorse him for president. It's because he didn't endorse him for governor like years later. And you're like, oh, okay, well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
But would Aaron Burr be remembered if it weren't for the duel?
He was vice president, but I mean,
my wife said the same thing. I go, all right, name me all the vice presidents in the in the history.
Right.
And it's like, again, because vice presidents is like
George Bush.
Okay. That's one. Al Gore,
yeah,
Lockbox, Spiro Agnew, Spiro T. Agnew.
I'm going to share what Chris had.
Richard Nixon.
Yeah, I actually have.
All right, pop quiz. Jeez.
Okay,
pronounce the first town here.
Oh, the Quincy. Town. Okay, so everyone out there, we're looking at Massachusetts names.
Quincy.
Yeah. We say Quincy.
Quincy.
Cool. If it's not Quincy, Quincy?
Yeah. Dude, do you really want me to do this? I can do Tennessee ones.
Quincy.
Quincy.
Quincy. Quincy. How the fuck did you get Quincy out of that?
How about the next one?
Fucking stupid state.
Shit you ate.
I don't know.
I can't zoom in.
Is it an Indian name?
These are all Indian names. Most of them are.
Now I feel even worse.
Stitch. You ate?
Sit your ass down.
Situate.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Leo Minster. I'm sure that's not it.
Le Minster.
That's not very Indian.
Le Minster. Okay, sorry, that was bad.
Fraulein. I keep trying to remove the cursor, but it's your cursor.
I like the lemon.
How do you get that? Wait, hold on a second. How do you get that out of
Lester? Lester, get in here. I want you to look.
Lester.
Lester.
Usta Bana.
I'm a Sam Southerner. Lester. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what it says.
Okay.
Needham.
Needham, yeah.
We got that one. Yes, we're on the board.
Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester. Worcester.
Like, but there's no H in it. Worcester.
Yeah. Worcester.
Worcester. Worcester.
That makes sense. Gloucester.
Glasta. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with that. I'm doubling.
Ted, can you drive me to the beach, Ted?
Gloucester. Yeah.
Can we go over that bridge, Ted? Gloucester.
Reading.
Yeah, just like Reading. You got Reading correctly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say Reading. I thought it was like a mind fuck. Like, no, it's actually
Battlestar Galactica. Billerica. Would you become French? There's no French in here.
I like it. I was close.
Billerica. Yeah.
Billerica. Is it
Billerica? Bonstable.
Bonstable.
The last one is Billerica.
Billerica.
I keep clicking the StreamYard. I can't edit the StreamYard. Hang on.
Bonstable.
You got that one right. Bonstable. Yes.
I was going to say that. That was
awesome. I'm going to call it Barnstable. Not Barnstable.
We should do this more often. This was fun.
For us. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Just yelling.
Yeah, you know. If you join us live,
that was
you can see it.
If you listen to that, that was an audible nightmare. But thank you for listening.
Is everyone boss? How can I pronounce that?
You're the producer. What's going on?
Yeah, take charge, Matt.
Yeah. I'm along for the ride most of the time. Ride or die, Matt.
Colin asked me if we wanted to use, because they're doing a Zoom thing now, where the people can they're not just in the chat, they're you can see them, but they're muted. And I said, ask Matt. She goes, what? I go, that's not my call. You got to ask Matt. Did she ever ask you?
Who?
Colleen.
No.
She doesn't really talk to
us. I don't know who Colleen is.
No. Okay.
Is she on this show?
No.
Okay. All right. No, I know. I hadn't talked to Colleen about that. So.
Anyway, I said it's Matt's call, not mine.
Oh, my call. I don't know why it's my call.
Like everyone here in the chat, we could see them.
Yes.
But they'd be muted.
Okay.
So they couldn't. I don't know if they could. Is there a chat in Zoom where they could still chat?
This also sounds like a post-show talk. It does. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you know,
but I figured
this is a classic Jack. You know, we're having a conversation. Hey, guys. Okay. Let's just drop a deuce in the tool.
Hey. We got nothing to hide here. I have a transparent podcasting, so I'm transparency.
You know what's funny? I've been talking to a few people over the last few months.
Weeks, on Facebook?
In person. Okay. And telling them about how we do a podcast. And mm-hmm. people are like, so what does that entail? Like, how much work did they put into it? I'm like, like, what do you mean? It's like, how long do you guys podcast for? I'm like, usually an hour and a half ish, you know. And he's like, so when you edit it down, what does it come down to? I'm like, we don't edit.
What you hear, what you see is what we do.
You trying to tell me that you guys get onto a show and sit there and just talk about fucking nothing for an hour and a half? I'm like, once a week,
yeah.
Did you watch Seinfeld?
How do you sit there and talk for an hour and a half without having like a fucking schedule? I'm like, I don't know. We just do it once a week.
But what's funny to me is how this podcast for the last, 4 or 5 years has really affected how I talk to people in real life. Because I've always been a very quiet and respectable person. It's like, Jack has a point. I'll just sit here and listen to him. Now it's like I have to compete. Like, you say one thing, like, yes, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, I'm sorry, I just stepped all over you.
You know, I finally figured out why I became, because I was just like you, Nick. I would sit back and wait and be patient and all that different stuff. But when it was a married man show, I couldn't do that because I had Jay and Dale, and they're showstoppers. So I had to keep it going. But anyway, I've noticed that when our whole family's together, mm-hmm. I can't get a word in.
Oh.
I mean, I'll start talking and I get interrupted. And I'm like going, that's why I'm this way on. Because and then the worst part is I forget what
that's
I was going to say.
That's why I'm this way.
So if people are upset with me fucking interrupting, blame my family. It's a family thing.
No, so you're saying it's just blame Jay.
Yeah, Jay.
No, Jay's. It's Jay's part of the problem too. He's a bad guy. But you got Colleen, you got Jay, you got both my daughter, my wife doesn't stop talking.
My wife.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was bad.
It is kind of interesting when we kind of think back and reflect on it. We literally get on here with no fucking agenda.
Nothing.
And we just literally talk for at least 90 minutes.
And there's nothing planned. And people go, we can tell.
And what's funny is that, like, I've been listening to recently the Bill Burr Monday morning podcast. I don't know if you guys have listened to Bill Burr at all. But he does two podcasts. And he does it. He's a national treasure, Bill Burr. The guy is fucking hilarious. But he does a podcast by himself where he just sits there, presses record, and he literally does like a ramble cast. But it's much more of like a ranting than anything else. Kind of like today. But he does it in such like a Bill Burr fashion. It's impressive that he just gets on there solo and does it he does it flawlessly too. It's fantastic.
That is pretty amazing.
If you haven't listened to it, you should give it a shot. It's actually a lot of fun.
I give people credit that can do that.
You mean the guy from The Mandalorian?
Yeah. I love it because he fucking hates Star Wars. He fucking hates Star Wars, yet he's in The Mandalorian.
He really does hate Star Wars?
Yeah.
No. I don't understand people hating Star Wars. I don't get it.
Did you see any of the last three films?
Well, it's like I said, the first three are brilliant.
Can you say that your background?
Hmm?
your background right now, it
looks like two legs and your head coming out of it.
You're listening.
You need to move back.
The rebirth of Jack.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Screenshot, Sherry.
All right, I'll change it. I don't want to get in trouble here.
What? You're just protecting the Karens. Yeah,
you're fine.
You know, that's
so I actually preferred your last screen there because there was
some cleavage. Yeah.
That's the girl that just threw all the masks at Target on the floor.
Which one on the left?
Yeah, her.
Oh, wow. Really?
I don't know that story.
Yeah, yeah.
She came into Target. She had a $40,000 Rolex on, and she got mad, and she just threw all the masks on the ground. Let me see if I can find her.
If you have a $40,000 watch on your you say Lexus? What'd you say?
No, they say Lexus or Rolex.
40,000 Rolex. Why are you going to Target? Why would you even leave the house? You can just order shit to bring to your home.
Like within 45 minutes.
Yeah. If you have that kind of money to throw away on a watch.
Yeah, I don't know. But she lost it. But that's her. But she didn't look like that in the I'll find it. I'll send it to Arch.
So what's the one on the right there? What's the woman who's appearing to be at Disney World just really pissed off? What's
right her there? She's the Alice in Wonderland. She's the queen.
No, the one next to that.
This one?
Yeah, the one that's underneath Wild. Yeah.
This one?
No, the one.
That's the one at Costco that wouldn't wear a mask, even though she has the mask in her hand.
I thought that was one picture. That's four pictures. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I kind of edited it.
I thought that she was like in Disney. It looks like it's her shoulder, but it's actually
this is actually in Paris Disney right here. That's the Paris Disney one.
Paris.
It's still open or not, but it's
let's talk about fucking Disney World for a second. What the fuck's their problem?
It's Florida, man. It's Florida.
Like Florida is literally like Florida is dying right now.
Yeah, and Jack's just laughing there. Laugh it up, Jack.
I'm sorry. But
God's waiting room, a.k.a. Florida, is the waiting. God's waiting room is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger in Florida. Florida has always been a travesty in my mind. But
it's America's penis.
Even if it wasn't a risk to go to Florida Disney World, you have to wear your mask. Can you imagine, I know here we don't have weather like Chris said, but it's very hot and humid here right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even, it's like 100 degrees, the heat index, it sucks. I mean, I was talking to my son-in-law today, I used to be able to mow the lawn in this kind of weather, and now I can't even go out here because I'm feeling sick. And how could you wear that mask in Florida, where you know the humidity is bad? Mm. How could you wear that mask and not be?
They're not.
Yeah, they're not, yeah.
Problem is they're not. Like you have to figure it out. Like it's all these people talking about, I have an illness that prevents me from wearing a mask. Needs to shut the fuck up. And
what they need to do is take a breath mint, because that they may be mistaking their bowel ass stench regurgitating up into a mask as they breathe it in.
I'll tell you though, you know, wearing a mask makes you much more cognizant of what the fuck your breath smells like.
No shit. That
true.
I had some chimichurri chicken for lunch the other day, and
So that's what you want to invest your stock in right there.
Mask.
Chris says stupidity is not an illness. I agree with you 100%.
I mean, my mom has been wearing a mask since 86. So, I mean, you know.
No, it's not the best thing in the world to have to do, but fuck, just
I don't give a fuck. Shit, seriously, in people who are starting to throw down like this whole. I know. Nick is a very big on he's a constitutionalist, if you will.
That's right.
And the people are all saying, it's my constitutional right to not wear a mask. Fuck off.
No, it's not. It's not. That's actually that's a dumb argument.
I know. I'm just saying. I was leading in with the fact that you are. Jesus Christ!
That's her.
Oh.
Oh man.
What? Who's
here? Wait. Just bad.
Sorry, that's the Rolex. An image.
That's a Rolex girl.
Rolex really? Wow.
It's like. Anyway.
Drugs are bad. So, but yeah, it's just people are all up in arms. Like even Janice is in Janice is part of our patrons group. She was I follow her on.
You're not putting down.
Just let me finish my story, Jack. So
Jack,
automatic. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Jack's sitting here being quiet, minding his own business.
I was referring to Matt as Jack. I follow her on. We're friends on Facebook, and so when you have friends with people on Facebook,
well, not for much longer.
Let me fucking finish a story.
You're gonna cancel Facebook. So there goes Janice.
I am gonna cancel. So anyways, so Janice commented on something, and I get that in my feed because she commented on a post somewhere.
Right.
I agree with her 100%. And she was being of sound mind and commenting on a post about masks. And then she started getting shit on by people in that post about their constitutional right and this, that, and the other. So Janice was getting shit on. And that was one of those posts where I wanted to just jump in and defend Janice. But I'm like, God, fuck. I can't get involved. I can't spend my mental
time. Said, I don't really care that much about Janice. So
looks like you're right. You're never going to change someone's mind on Facebook. Ever.
Yeah. And also, Jack looks terrible as a blonde.
It does. It's 80s punk band. I mean, 80s metal band. Jack, yeah. Somehow he rocks it still with the cap on. I don't know how.
How's this better?
Right.
There, that's pretty close.
It does. It's perfect. Lines up.
Oh, that's fucking weird, man.
With the skeleton.
I don't like these masks. I'm throwing them on the ground.
Well, that's the end of the show.
Sherry is like control shift 4, whatever the combination of keys are for a screen grab. That's fantastic. Holy shit, that's terrifying.
I'm cracking up. Anyway, well, that was tough. That was tough.
Tough times. This is the beauty of green screens. Sorry for the podcast people that miss out on some of the live stuff that we do, but we do have a good time.
And we've been doing this for what? Since the pandemic really, I guess, started here in America.
It's an audio nightmare for people at home.
Mm. No, I just imagine like some people are like, what are they laughing at? I hate it when they do this stuff. These inside jokes, they don't make sense.
Well, watch it. Come join us live. Fuck off, man.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Download an MP3 and a
sorry, I'm just imagining.
How do I watch your podcast on my Zoom?
I hope my dad never figures that shit out. I just imagine my dad like
that voice. Fighting. That voice reminded me of the Jerky Boys, Chris.
Yeah,
if you remember that, she's like, "Oh my god, my ass! Look, I got
you beat me in my ass. I got warts all over my ass and genitalia. Why don't you put on some cleats and just boot me in the ass around the store?"
Exactly.
Oh, that woman. That's the woman there behind Jack.
Oh,
so
wow.
Trader Joe's.
At home. This is Trader Joe's somewhere in California, I think. She was the one going around screaming her head off, saying that she has a medical exemption from her doctor, that she doesn't have to wear a mask.
And then she screamed in everybody's face and threw her stuff on the ground. And then the interview, I saw her interview, and she said that she never said that she wouldn't disclose the illness she had. And she wouldn't say her name.
It's bullshit. Yeah.
People just attacked me. They just attacked me.
Well, I mean, all right, here's the thing. I mean, this is like, because Chris starts saying, I'm a constitutionalist. That's the way I am. So it's like,
that's what
people are right in that you can't, like a governor or a mayor can't just say, issue a decree saying everyone has to wear masks. Only the CDC or a health office in that county or state can say, like, oh, everyone has to do this. So they're right in that it's unconstitutional for someone to just decree everyone has to wear a mask. Only the legislature, by passing a law saying for this amount of time or whatever, you can wear a mask. That's correct. However, you also need to be respectable and a smart fucking human being just by wearing a mask. But like if you go into a grocery store or wherever and a sign is posted that says must have a mask to enter – then you need to respect that. That's their private business. That's their private property.
Exactly.
and you go in there and you respect their rules, because all they have to do is basically say, hey, you're not wearing a mask, please leave. And if you refuse, then you're guilty of criminal trespass because they have asked you to leave private property. So then you can be arrested. That's the way the law works.
Here's the worst part to me is, because I've worked with the, I mean, I think, have we all worked with the public before? I did it for like 40 years. I did it, whatever it was. I did it for a long time. It's not easy without a pandemic. And so now these poor people who are not being paid millions of dollars now have to be mask cops. So you have to stop these people and say, hey, you know, you got to wear your mask. Oh, and they, and of course the people lose it and they start screaming at them. I mean, when did you wake up and say it's okay? When did it be okay just to scream bloody murder at people because they asked you to put on? Because I was at Target like 2 weeks ago when they made it mandatory here, but yet it's only mandatory. But they said the cops can't do anything to you. So they go. So I was at Target picking up. I went for pickup. Eight people came in without a mask. One was pregnant. One was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like going, I said that they say that's the worst. If you're pregnant, you're going to be on a ventilator.
I mean, and to think about like what it's, you know, does to your body, and you don't know what it's going to do to your body. I mean, no. That's the weird thing. I don't know
the long-term effects.
There was a person that I was talking to just today, at my store. It was a customer, and we were discussing, and they had COVID. They'd been tested a total of nine times, had it. Her entire family came down with it, and it was like it affected everybody in the family just differently.
Yeah.
And she's still permanently without taste. Well, she has taste, but it's like citrus fruits.
Well, she was talking to you. How much taste could she have?
I actually thought I might have it.
That was actually really fucking funny.
America's funniest. Yeah. Trying to make
I'm sorry, coffee boy. Go ahead.
This is water, man. It's not vodka.
Oh man, it's so freaky. The green stripe on their mug is that's so cool. I actually thought I might have it that I had some salsa and I put the chip in there. I was like, this tastes like shit. You know, and then I was like, it was just bad salsa. I thought it affected my taste buds. Like, I've got the COVID. You know,
Janice says, I'm so mean, but I'll still be following you on Facebook. But Chris,
you heard everything I fucking said, Jack. Don't try to trump this.
No, I'm saying that you're going to just abandon all your friends and say fuck you.
Oh yeah, yeah, I might do that.
So there you go.
Just one other note about the person that I spoke to today with COVID. And by the way, we both had masks on and it was all, you know, it was all good, you know, distancing and what have you. But it was interesting also just to find out that even though all of this had happened to her and none of it was too serious, that she also knew of somebody that had almost a near death experience with it, and that because we don't know how it affects anybody, if it's a 1% chance, that means 1 out of 100 people. 100 people go into a store, one of them is gonna die. That's it's as simple as that, as far as the 1% mortality on it.
And let's talk about fucking schools for a second.
Wait,
I'm wrong about the 1%, because it might be higher and might be lower depending on different regions or what have you, or different outbreaks. Regardless, like, it's still one too many if we can prevent that. And if the CDC says, hey, for the next 4 to 8 weeks, if we just all wear masks, if we did our part, just pull together as Americans, just say,
it won't eliminate it, but it'll bring the curve down.
You know, if maybe do we market these masks to people and say, these are freedom masks, because once we get through this, we'll be free.
My thing is, how many people have always wanted to wear a mask into a bank?
Right. No shit. No.
Come on. I mean, that's a dream come true.
When at what point did I lose it, Nick?
I don't know any.
Oh, Janice, I do remember podcasting. I do remember podcasting with you, Janice. I wasn't mean to you. It just Matt makes it easy sometimes. It's not my fault. But go ahead, Matt.
Did I have any other points to make?
No. Let's talk about this, the whole school stuff, real quick.
Oh,
you got this train wreck, Betsy fucking DeVos, man. Like,
She said the other day, and granted, what I'm about to say has probably been all over everyone's fucking news feed, so it's not like I'm not in revelation.
I saw it on Facebook.
But she was like, she's like, the mortality rate would be only 2.3% in schools.
My daughter's a teacher.
That's 14,000 fucking kids dying. Like, that's not acceptable.
Well, I think San Diego and Los Angeles are not opening up the schools.
They should. Honestly, like, as somebody who is going to feel the crunch of if we don't open schools, like, I'm going to have to make some adjustments, right, for my own work to be able to take care of my kids.
Right.
I'm willing to fucking lose it all to keep my fucking kids safe. I will fucking quit my job if it means I can keep my kids from dying.
Right.
And the fact that the fucking Secretary of fucking Education is saying, oh, it's only going to be a 2.3 or whatever the fuck percentage of mortality rate in our schools.
I think that's what it was.
Like, fuck right off.
Right.
Like, just fuck right off. Like, that's asinine.
That's a lot of, and that's not just kids, it's teachers too, but it's like, still. It's
teachers, and you also have to imagine that
somebody referred to it as a 9/11 of kids.
By the time also the kids come home, there are a lot of care providers that are also elderly. You know, like, you have a lot of grandparents that are taking care of these kids who would also be even more susceptible. So, yes, Jack, we know who you are.
I would lose it all if it meant to stop my kids from fucking dying.
We as two teachers in this household, like, and also having two kids going to two separate schools, we're just like, this is a freaking nightmare. And I'm just kind of like, all right, let's just see what happens. I mean, every day I think my wife is looking for the answer, because her impending return is coming up within weeks, basically. So I think she's kind of like, okay, what are we doing? How is this going? You know, and what are the requirements of all of these? Because it's up to every different school district.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked a lot about it on the podcast throughout this, but, you know, it's frustrating that there's been no true national, you know, response that everybody could be on board with, you know, that everybody, you know, one message for all the states, you know, like, we need to all do this, you know.
Oh, wear your mask.
So, well, and that too. But, you know, like, had we said in March, we must wear masks for the next 2 months, we have to, you know, had we taken it as seriously as we did with everything else at that time, could we be where other countries are by nearly eradicating this? And it's hanging around longer and longer. And the more we have this political issue, which is, it shouldn't be. It should just be everybody, like, you know, as you mentioned a 9/11 event, you know, like, then let's cover our asses and get through this. But it just keeps going on and on.
Well, 9/11, we changed everything.
Yeah.
I was going to say, here in North Carolina, the governor said, well, it's a complicated plan, but I guess they're going to have, like, try and space the kids apart, have smaller classrooms, because they don't have the money to make it safe. You know, they can't plexiglass every tape. You know, they can't do that. Mm-hmm. The teachers have to get breaks for kids to go wash their hands. I go, what a clusterfuck that's going to be. I go, the kids are going to go. And like I said, my daughter's a teacher, and I'm like going, I don't want her in that goddamn school.
Well, I think one of the things too with ventilation, and if the ventilation is capable of filtering this out, because that is one thing that they've been able to identify. Oh, Chris, you're muted. Is that, you know, this is how it has spread into, and I remember, Nick, you and I talking about an event where there was very early on a whole apartment building that, you know, how did this one person on the sixth floor who never interacted with anybody else, you know, but it's like, okay, well, ventilation system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
and that's what happened to my friend. I mentioned her on the podcast a couple weeks ago. She lives in the apartment building that was adjacent to the conference center where there's like a medical
company conference. That's how the whole outbreak in Boston started. But to access the convention center, her apartment building, like her building, is a pass through. So people pass through the lobby, and she got it right. Mm-hmm. And update: I told you before, she's having heart issues. She has significant heart issues now, and there's all these reports coming out that people who have recovered from COVID are having long lasting heart problems.
Right,
and they think it's going to be temporary, but they don't know.
No, they don't know. Yeah,
well, so she is an example. Like has like a work accommodation where like she has to stop working and go sit down. Like
I'm not sure if we talked about that on the last podcast or maybe it was after the podcast, but you know, the older people are just dying off from it, but that's what they're saying with a lot of the young people. I mean, anyone that's like 40 or younger or right of that area is that it thickens blood. It thickens the blood. And so that's why you see, you know, these young people dying of stroke. Or, you know, like losing taste, what you're saying, like, because that's what usually stroke does. It affects parts of the brain. And I can see that being a heart problem as well. You know, it's just, so they don't know. And like, that's what I'm really curious about is what's going to happen. Like when we're like 70 or 80 years old, is it going to be something where it's like, oh, you had COVID back when you were 35 or 45 or whatever.
Which has happened with a lot of diseases over time.
Yeah. Right. Like what's it going to do? You know? Yeah.
Well, I know with my neighbor, his son plays hockey and the rink I used to work at has been open. They're not supposed to be open because they're supposed to wait for phase three, but no one's enforcing it. So they're open, and there's parents bringing their kids. I guess what it is, the kids can play hockey, but the parents can't go in. They have to stay outside. But I told my neighbor, I said, be careful with these rinks because the company that took over our rink does everything on the cheap. So I know that ventilation system is not being kept up like we kept it up.
And it's been proven that adjusting the ventilation system is not going to fix anything.
But in an ice rink, that if one person has it, it's just going to linger.
Right.
So I go, but I was shocked that all these parents are taking their kids, and we're talking about the schools, that these parents have a choice. Yeah. And they're taking their kids to play hockey. And I go,
second degree murder.
I said, I can't believe you're taking. There's no way I'd take my kids.
Or manslaughter or something.
I won't even go into a restaurant right now. Sit down in a restaurant.
I won't go to a restaurant either.
My wife goes, I go, look, I'm putting my foot down. I'm not going in a restaurant. So there you go.
Hey, you don't want to go inside, sit inside a restaurant.
No, right? I said, I'm not.
Take out all day long, though.
Yeah, I do take. We do that. It's the Uber Eats, whatever it is. Hmm. I go, but I'm not sitting in a restaurant. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it. I put my foot down.
I'm not doing it. I mean,
actually got a word in, Jack?
Yeah. When I get mad, you don't want to see me when I'm mad.
He turns
green. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that gamma radiation. So,
the muscles are good though.
Fun topic.
Well,
way to take it down that road.
Fucking shit tons of cucumbers growing in my backyard.
Nice.
Brown note.
Because you technically are in New England, so I mean that's a very.
Did they say
New
brown
England.
Note.
I don't know.
What is it? Another note. Another.
Oh, another note.
Or a later note.
Another.
I'm laughing at Chris Drake, I guess. Yeah.
Favorite painter. Yeah.
I got a ton of cucumbers and tomatoes growing, and I got habanero peppers all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah. Pickle them bitches, says Ethan. Yes. You know what? I've never pickled anything. And I think I'm gonna have to because I'm
gonna have to. Have you ever tickled anything?
I've never
Okay.
I've never pickled a bitch.
That was Matt. That was Mr.
By the way, I think that should be the title of the show, but I don't think we can get away with it.
Kayla says she said I heard brown note too. If I said brown, I didn't mean to say brown.
I sound like brown note to me too.
Everybody else. Shit, no. All right, great. Well, show's over. Summer's canceled, kids. I'd love to see a new movie though. Even if it had meant I had to go to a drive-thru. I'm just like, just give me a new movie.
Yeah, there is one drive-through in Fort Collins I haven't been to yet, but
we don't have one here.
I'm really, really wanting to go because I mean, going to the movies.
It's a drive-in. You don't drive. You don't have to keep driving around.
Did I say drive-through?
I think you both said drive-through.
Well, you knew what I was talking about. It's late in the night. I've had this coffee thing.
But yeah, they're showing. I mean, Empire Strikes Back was the number one movie in America last week.
I miss going to the Alamo Draft House, but Cindy and I went there like every week for like 3 months. Watch a different movie. Get some drinks.
Maybe get lucky.
No, got some drinks. Yeah. No.
Gotta get it liquored up.
Face. He's just like face palm. Like as soon as I, it's just like boom. Like why am I on this fucking show with you?
No, I am thrilled.
It was perfect. It was perfect stride, cadence, whatever. Like the way you said it. So
all right. Well, there it is. Are we ending the show? Are we
doing? You clearly want to.
Yep. I mean, you got somewhere to be.
I mean, we've got another 20 minutes to go. If you're saying now we're ending it,
Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton.
It's by hitting end.
If I just what now? I didn't hear anything.
I've seen by a jizz well. Wait, I meant
what? A jizz well? What? A jizz well? What's a
I have no idea what we've gone into.
This is just lame.
Chat. This is nothing that anybody in the show is promoting. We're not. You cannot.
It looks like you got a tornado going behind you there. It's a twister. It's a twister. You, Matt.
Oh.
Look, you see what I'm seeing?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
No, it's a little black line. There's like a little tornado going.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, I've had.
Go hide the bathtub.
I've had nightmares about tornadoes. It's always freaky. Because, like, do you?
Never had one.
All the time. It's like one of my recurring nightmares is a fucking tornado.
Oh, my gosh. What does that
mean? I had this dream about a tornado, and the house fell on my mom.
It usually means, like, a tumultuous time or the fact that you feel like you're...
You can choose, though.
You're in a very, like, busy time. Life. So, which is
probably, I'm glad you got it, Nick. Thanks.
We're having an AB conversation. These guys are just seeing the fuck out.
If you have a lot of worries and problems in your waking life, it's possible that you will dream about tornadoes.
So, in my tornado dreams, I'm like at a window and the tornado is coming to me, but if I look away, it'll go away. But then it's like, I need to know that it's away, but then it comes back. So it's really weird.
My tornado dreams.
I'm curious what's causing that effect.
And I fly it.
It's sentient. It knows that I'm aware that I'm looking at it or something.
It'll go away.
Alexander Hamilton.
Well, tonight you're going to have tornado dreams. I hate the dreams where I'm falling and I jump up. I have those all the time.
You know, it's funny. Like one person I watched Hamilton with, when it was over, she goes, "Hamilton was a dick. He cheated on his wife." I'm like, "That's what you took from this movie?" I mean, like,
who was it? Thomas Jefferson was the dick.
I was like, "They're all dicks. Everyone in that thing was a dick."
Yeah.
I enjoyed just the acting, the music.
It was fantastic. I want to see it live.
The music is really addictive, in which like it just gets into your head. And my wife like kind of had to like put it down and walk away. Meanwhile, I'm just like, I want to hear more because I want to like kind of hear those.
I regret not being able to sing after watching because people have so much talent.
I thought it was interesting the musical choices and that like it. And that most of the American pieces were, you know, rap or like a modern music. Whereas whenever the King of England, it was almost like a British poppy Elton John type.
Right. No.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the old school versus the new school. And I was like, that's an interesting contrast.
Yeah.
I thought it was fascinating where they had the mics.
Oh, right.
And there, I was like going, it's in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess another reason why I couldn't be on the show.
Anyway, I'm glad that you picked up on that, Nick, because I seen that too, and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting, you know. And then, of course, that's the song that my kids just want to sing around the house is da 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 da.
I honestly can't believe that's the same guy that played Holden.
Yeah,
I just cannot believe that's the same guy
because
he's got such a dry, boring.
He's an actor.
He's fantastic. He's a great actor.
There is like a Broadway app that you can get. I know Matt Treese in the chat was saying that the show definitely made me miss live entertainment even more. My wife was looking into getting it for us for like a month or what have you. So depending on if when we go back to school or whenever we get shut down again or we're trapped at home, we're probably going to check that out. But you get access to a lot of Broadway musicals. I'm not sure what the app was. It was something like my wife texted me and she's like, we should get this. And I'm like, okay, sure.
I just want to see it live so I can tell
on the couch.
So I can tell Hamilton, he's going to kill you. Just yell that. I want to yell that right at the right moment. So everyone in the audience could, you know,
right.
I should have said spoiler alert. Sorry, my bad. You think I get kicked out? I
think they would.
Yeah, it could probably. It could be a TikTok video. Have you gotten TikTok?
No, because it's a Chinese app.
I was on it for 45 seconds. Actually, 45 minutes. I scrolled.
Or YouTube, or because now it's these things where people purposely go in like Walmart and stuff like that and throw like sand on people,
right,
and rice on people to get the reaction. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if someone does, I'm probably gonna punch him.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that want to get 50 followers. There's a lot of people out there that want to get 50 followers so they can make money off of the internet. I don't know anybody like that, but
sure. Like, I'm trying to get my head to line up with this goat creature.
I saw one on TikTok yesterday. I go, I can't believe it had a huge amount of views, but it was, I don't even want to talk about it, but it was like one of the, I go, I shouldn't have to watch this.
You get two tomatoes now.
If you have TikTok on your phone, it would be in your greatest interest to delete it.
As soon as Google required all employees to delete the app, I was like, now it's getting serious.
When Google doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
Chris Rake said people were assholes long before TikTok. I get that. But now but people are going out of their way to be assholes. Oh, I mean, we do practical jokes. I mean, I just like to go in like a Target or like FedMart back then, or just, you know, Kmart. And we'd set all the alarm clocks to go off at, you know, like 3 minutes apart. And then you'd go to the other side of the store and they'd be going off. All right. But, you know, we didn't film it.
That's a good prank. I mean, that's a good prank. It's still done today.
Yeah. So anyway, but we didn't throw stuff on people. And we talked about Reddit earlier in the show, Chris. Don't come in here late and start talking about stuff.
No, Chris has been on here for a while.
Yeah. Well, then how did he not know about we talked about Reddit?
Well, maybe he missed that part. I mean,
maybe he should be paying attention.
It's an hour and 40 fucking minutes.
Well, I remembered, and I'm super super old.
All right, I'm ready to check out. Let's do this.
Yep. You can check out anytime you want.
Yeah, except
you can check us out. Supposed to fucking Eagles, man.
You can check us out, however, on Facebook. You want to check out the Jay and Jack Facebook group on Facebook, but there's also an even better group on Facebook if you're still on Facebook. What is that? What is that? What is that group? What is that? The exclusive group of people.
Patrons.
The patrons. Yeah.
Right.
Patreons. The patriots.
Yes, and I would like to thank those patrons.
Is that time out? Yeah. You were talking about sports earlier, Matt. You never finished.
Oh really? Yeah. I was just
because baseball season is supposedly supposed to start the 24th. Will we have a baseball season?
Why would you hook me with that and then throw baseball in my face?
Football's. I don't think there's going to be a football season at all. I don't see how there's any way.
I wanted to talk about football, and I see what you did there, Jack. Don't even, you know, think that I didn't notice what you did there. A little sneaky little son of a bitch. But I was just really happy that a certain team, the Washington Warriors, dropped their former name. And that finally happened
because they're the Warriors now. I missed that.
Long fucking overdue.
Are they the Warriors? Okay, yeah.
I thought they were going to change the name to the Bullets.
That was the name that Jack and I like dreamed up with Miami, like back in the day when we were doing.
Part of me wants them to be the Washington Sentinels because I like the movie The Replacements, and that's what they were called.
Oh,
one with
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah. But they won't be. I prefer the Washington Lions.
Ohio State.
What if it was something like really cool, like Washington Warlocks?
That'd be cool. You know, you'd get a lot of shit for that too. Like, oh my god, they're promoting witchcraft.
Yeah, I know. It would be so awesome. How about
the Washington? We haven't seen the playoffs in 20 years.
I wish it was the lobbyists.
I wish it was the lobbyists.
Nick, oh, that's a great name.
Mike's yeah, correct.
I would love it. The Washington. I would love if it was Washington lobbyists.
Mainly because of the multiple references of Washington generals. I like that. So
Washington, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, because that is the team that the Harlem Globetrotters always play against. So all right. I was gonna end this show before Jack tried to derail this whole thing. This show was called and brought to you by C-3PO's dick.
It really was. Yeah.
I'd like to say thank Transparent Tech. Eckhart Richter Haber. I was trying to do references from the show that we did, by the way. That was my best.
We got it.
Okay, thanks. Moving on. The National Treasure of Ed. must have a mask, Maggie. Or Maggie mask, if you would. Pandemic Response Team, CDC, JOANN. A-S-A. I don't know. I was trying to make something with Joey in there. I hope you understand. And then lastly, Goya Greg of the Rainbow Cup. Thank you for joining us.
That was your best one.
Oh, you like that one?
I like that one. It rolled. It rolled right off your tongue.
Well, I was trying to make references back to this show. And Greg, if you didn't know, I was drinking out of a Rainbow Cup that I found while helping my dad clean out crap from his house. So, yep.
Whose cup was it before?
I think it was a sympathy card, you know, like how you used to get it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was something from his, actually my grandfather's funeral. So, but I found it and I was like, that's a cool ass cup. I'm grabbing that sucker. So,
I don't know if it's cool, but it's a cup.
If you want to, help support this show, become a patron. We thank everyone that joined us in the chat. It's always enjoyable.
Except Kayla.
How many people join us?
Is there a way to ban Kayla?
Come on, guys.
She pops in and out. She's insulted.
My daughter's name is Kayla. It's like there's too many Kaylas in the world.
All right, that's it. You're trying to make Kayla the new Karen. I got to put an end to this show. Thank you, everyone, for... Oh, what?
We'll start calling Kayla anyone who's obnoxious in the chat. Now we'll call Kayla.
I will say that Kayla has been nothing but nice to me.
I agree. All
right, Matt, thanks.
Thanks, Matt, for throwing us on the boat. She's always been nice to me, too, but I'm a team player. If she's picking on one, you're picking on my teammate. And that's how I go. That's how I roll, yo.
You know, I see what you're doing here, Jack. I've already ended
it. No, if you're an asshole.
You're drawing this whole thing out here.
Say Nick's an asshole. I'm just throwing.
Oh, love you too.
It doesn't matter.
Why would you lie like that?
I was trying to.
Anyway, I'm going to defend all four of you, all three of you. I'm going to defend you because you're my teammate.
All right. Well, this was a great show. It was one in a Goya. Thanks for joining.
Oh, God.
A Goya. I don't know.
Ethan says, Nick, an asshole.
What?
No, I think he's saying.
You guys sign off, too. Jack, you're just keeping this thing going. I see.
I'm reading the chat, man. Reading the chat.
All right. Well.
Oh no! There was you imply there's a question mark there. There's no question mark, Jack. He just said Nick's an asshole. That's a statement.
There's
but again, if you are an asshole, you're my team because I played sports hockey and somebody was getting beat up. I might even like that person because I've had teammates I didn't like, but I would go in there and fight for them because they're on my side. They're my teammates, and that's how I roll.
Calling someone an asshole is a pretty strong statement. You know, you can say like, oh, Nick's a bit of a son of a bitch, but yeah.
Can all you assholes shut the fuck up so we can end the show?
Attacking Kayla, I'm not attacking, I'm defending Nick is what I'm doing. So there you go. I just wanted to get that out there so there was proof that, you know.
Fast forward. You just skip a couple of pages.
Great show, guys. It was one in a million. Thanks for joining us live.
And if you want to hear us live, join us.
We can't end on an odd number.
Great show. Good night, Jack.
Bye, everybody.
God bless.
If we have.